Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I hope you didn't put on makeup yet. Kind of a mascara alert. This might get a lot of people, men and women, tearing up this morning. And after we share this, we would love for you to call in and let us know what you think about this letter. 833-JOE-ALEX. Our number is 833-563-2539. A woman wrote a letter to tech companies, and this is what she said. She posted it online. I know you knew I was pregnant. It's my fault. I just couldn't resist those Instagram hashtags. And she did hashtag 30 weeks pregnant, hashtag baby bump. And stupid me, I haven't clicked once or twice on the maternity wear ads Facebook served up to me. You surely saw my heartfelt thank you post to all my friends who came to my baby shower and the sister-in-law who flew in from Arizona for said shower, tagging me in her photos. You probably saw me Googling holiday dress maternity plaid and baby safe crib paint. And I bet... And I bet Amazon even told you my due date, January 24th, when I created an Amazon registry. But didn't you also see me Googling, is this Braxton Hicks and baby not moving? Did you not see the 3 days of silence? Uncommon for a high-frequency user like me. And the announcement with keywords like heartbroken and problem and stillborn. And the 200 teardrop emojis from my friends. Is that not something that you could track? You see, there are 26,000 stillbirths in the U.S. every year, and millions more among your worldwide users. And let me tell you what social media is like when you finally come home from the hospital with the emptiest arms in the world. After you spent days sobbing in bed and pick up your phone for a couple of minutes of distraction before the next, well, crushing moment. At the same time, it's when your baby would be alive. Little pee in the pod. Motherhood, maternity, latched mama. Every, I can't say that word, I was planning for the nursery. This mom, if you can't tell from this letter, was pregnant. She posted it online, and she was so excited. And then, of course, because everything's targeted ad-wise, started getting all these things like, hey, baby registry, this and that, and these are the items that would be perfect for a pregnant woman. And then she unfortunately had a miscarriage. She had a stillborn child, and she actually posted that online too. But the ads kept on coming and coming and coming, and I can't even imagine what that's like. I've had friends that have struggled to conceive, but I don't know many that at least publicly have told me that they've actually had miscarriages or stillborns. But I couldn't imagine what that's like to have those ads keep on coming your way day after day, especially because there has to be a way with the algorithms or different things that they know what you're posting. And she changed it up and started posting about the sadness and the things. But still, it's like, get your baby this, get your baby that.
Yeah, she has really imprinted on the hearts of so many people on social media, because this was an open letter to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and regarding those algorithms that Joe is talking about, basically saying she works for Washington Post. She's like a columnist or a writer. And so she was just saying, if you can track all of my happy emotions and target my ads to that, you should have been able to track when I lost my child and know that I've lost my child and then ceased those types of ads. Do you agree with her? Do you think that Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram should be able to know our different ranges of emotions, and when we experience loss or lose a job or go through anything tragic and traumatic and heartbreaking in our lives over the course of our lives on social media, that they should tailor their ads to that? If they target ads towards other things like our searches and happiness, that they should automatically know, like, are they at fault? Should they have known better? 833-JOE-ALEX. If you've lost a child, you might have, thoughts on that.
I'm wondering if somebody's had something similar to her where it's went from one thing to another, or just in general, maybe you lost somebody in your life and you had a targeted thing. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What's up, pork chop?
You know what I was just thinking? And obviously this is, you know, absolutely terrible and I feel so bad for this woman. But I guess I'm thinking maybe from a more technical standpoint, maybe the way she's getting these ads is just because the word baby. So if you're happy about a baby or sad about having a baby, maybe it doesn't know.
Well,
so the
that's
reason...
what I think she that's what she's pointing out, that they should be able to know that, because I think you're right. I think it is just the word baby in general.
I mean, do people think that they deliberately still did this? Like, oh, well, she had a miscarriage. Let's keep on sending her crap.
No, but I think she's pointing out there's a problem here. If companies target ads, they need to know, understand moods and nuances and things like that. Like if somebody was to go through a tragic loss, because like she's saying, all these people were commenting, you know, broken heart emojis and crying face emojis. And, you know, she's using words along with baby like heartbroken and stillborn. She's saying you guys should have known better than to target me with ads of cribs and things like that.
833-JOE-ALEX, also on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. We will talk to you next. So we'll start out with Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hey, guys. So my heart goes out with her. I feel so terrible. I can't even imagine. However, she is a wonderful writer. I work for a tech company. So basically what she's saying is they're not, like, being vindictive, and they can't, unfortunately, really track her emotion, even though it would be nice if they could, so they could, you know, cease those. But it's what happens if you're typing in even, like, shoes or, you know, hotels, you'll see on Facebook and Instagram, you'll start saying, oh, that's really weird. How did that pop up? It's like they know. And what the browsers do, and a bunch of different sites, what they'll do is they'll put cookies on there, which is basically like you need to clear your cache on your browser because they'll track what you look at. Those are basically called remarketing ads.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So if you do have that problem, that's all you got to do, and it'll hopefully go away.
Just clear your cookies. That's hard for Joe, but
no, I eat cookies all the time. There's never been a problem with clearing those.
I mean, same. Like it's just you got to keep them coming. But there is also something that people do. Like I do this for tracking flights.
Okay.
You can go into Google's incognito window, and then that way they can't track anything.
Oh,
yes.
So how do you personally feel though, Stephanie, about the situation with her?
I am heartbroken for her. I can't. I've never had a child, but I've had many of my best friends who actually have had stillbirths. So I understand. One of them actually had twin stillbirths,
So
I completely understand. That's heartbreaking, and I know that, you know, anything that you see baby related, anything that even remotely, like, triggers some kind of emotion or something that coincides with really anything that you're going on with in life, especially a baby, that's heartbreaking. And I feel so terrible for her, but I hope that she does see that she's reaching people with her words, and that she's a warrior. I think it's great that she's speaking out, and I pray for her.
Thank you, Stephanie, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We appreciate and sharing your knowledge you got there. Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are your thoughts here with this mom that, well, she would have been a mom. Sorry, I didn't even mean to say that. But she was pregnant. Then, unfortunately, she was getting all these targeted ads. And then her baby never was born. It was a miscarriage. And they kept on coming. And she's like, look, if you're going to target me for one thing, you should be able to stop that and realize I'm going through something.
Yeah, so Alex had mentioned something about how these social media sites track only, like, our good emotions. But, you know, I'm very forthcoming on social media. Like, I'm not one of those people that make my life look, you know, happy all the time. And they even track negative emotions, because when I was going through a tough time, I was constantly getting these ads about, like, on-the-phone counseling and things
that.
So, yeah. So, I mean.
So what do you think happened in this lady's case?
I don't know. I think it must have just been they were linking it to the word baby, but I think that they should definitely take into consideration her letter. I'm sure that there's something that they can do to kind of link the grief and stuff in some of her messages with the word baby and be like, hey, we should probably stop targeting her. Like, just because somebody mentions the word baby, it doesn't mean that they're, you know, having a baby. So I think they should definitely take a look at it.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it, Sarah. Do you guys have any idea then why, like, I opened up a browser with my wife had on there and some of the ads that were targeting her or something, like divorce lawyers?
Uh-oh.
Have you guys seen anything about that?
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next, we got your dummy of the day. It involves a guy named Chad. Aren't all Chad's dummies?
Yes.
All right, we'll talk about Chad next.